Hello.
Hello. How we doing?
We're doing.
How we doing?
Get moving. Get with it.
We're trying to get like hype here because it's like, I don't know why.
Something's in the air.
Something's in the air. It was probably the pollution.
That's what it was.
Definitely like killed some brain cells or something.
Yeah. I just feel like my energy is taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone else on the East Coast dealt with the air pollution from the West Coast fires.
Thanks a lot, West Coast.
Yeah, that was on Tuesday, right? Yeah, that
was. Smog.
Yeah, it was insane. I've never seen it. There's been West Coast fires in the past that have never reached us. And Tori was like, it's from the fires. And I was like, shut the fuck up. No, it's not. I don't believe you. And then she showed me a Google thing. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, it was shocking. I didn't realize that that could happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't even see a ding dang thing.
Nothing.
But anyways, hi everybody. Welcome back. We made it to the 2 week mark now instead of a month in between episodes. We're at 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. You love to see it.
Wait, hasn't it only been a week? No, it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Time flies.
It's the smog.
It's the smog. But welcome old listeners. Welcome back. We love that you're coming back. Welcome new listeners. We love that you're here. Hopefully you come back next week. We love you. We love everybody. Just welcome. Welcome to the party. We're here to party. We're both losing our mind a little today.
You just looked over and I was gone. I went upstairs.
Oh my God. Today specifically, I've been like out of it the last couple days, just like brain fog.
Yeah.
It's probably because I went out on Tuesday night, but.
Why?
Well, I was out with Caitlin. Why? And her weekends are like Tuesday and Wednesday. Because she works at a brewery. And she came over on Tuesday with smog when everyone was like, stay inside. The news was like, stay inside. Don't be outside. We were outside all day in that smog. Just drinking in the pool.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. And then I went out. I mean, I really didn't get that drunk, surprisingly. But I just like didn't feel good. And I think it was because I had...
Like, probably because you were breathing in that shit all day.
And
drinking.
I had all the carbonated beverage. For anyone who doesn't know me out there, I can't burp. And yes, it is an actual medical thing. And a lot of people out there experience it. But it's like the esophagus, a flap won't open, basically.
You got a bad flap.
Exactly. And some people actually get Botox injected into this flap so it like paralyzes it so it can release air. It's a thing.
Okay, I believe you.
I was watching a video on TikTok the other day.
Oh, TikTok.
But... I know. I'm addicted. Full blown addicted at this point. And this girl was talking about, like, you know, the, I don't know if you've seen it because you're not on TikTok as much, but there's like this challenge of chugging an entire seltzered water and not burping. And I'm like, easy. But like, apparently it's very hard for people who are used to burping. And she did it and she didn't burp. And she was like, well, I can't burp. It's not physically possible. And then all of the comments were like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Like, that's not a thing. And I'm like, oh, it is a thing. I just get so upset when people don't believe me. Like, they think I'm lying.
You have to make a TikTok now.
Like, I tell people how much I want to burp every single day. It's like, it's a serious problem.
And you don't... do like every once in a while,
yeah,
right? Like
whenever someone burps, I'm like, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Or like if I have any kind of carbonated beverage. But back to
painful stuff.
Back to Tuesday. That's, I think, why I felt like shit, because I was drinking carbonated beverages all day.
Yeah. And your body couldn't let it out.
No. And it was just in my stomach, just like upset the whole time. And I was like, I don't want to drink anymore. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to. Bottoms up.
Yeah, basically.
Jeez.
But yeah, it was fun. Yeah. And there were like no bars open because it was a Tuesday night, as expected. I can't get mad at it.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to go to a bar anymore anyway?
Well, there's the one bar, the spot, the blank spot. You know what bar I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're always open. No matter what time of the day, no matter what day of the week, that place is crowded.
Oh, God.
I know.
That's not good.
But the one bartender is like super nice, so we went there and like hung out with him for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my life, and ever since then, I have not been right.
Well.
In the head.
I, I see why. I don't see a mystery in this.
I know. Yeah, there really is no mystery. I know exactly why I know.
Yeah. There it is. There you have it.
Basically.
Yeah.
And today the weather's gorgeous. It's finally not like hot. Beautiful. It's the heat has calmed down significantly.
I feel that fall is, it's not on its way, but it's like getting itself ready.
I definitely don't feel that way because Pennsylvania weather is unpredictable and untrustworthy. Yeah. And I know that in like 2 weeks, tomorrow. It's going to be like 110 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I know it for a fact.
Snow tomorrow, drought next week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, God. So that's the weekly recap.
That's our lives.
Yeah.
Did you do anything fun?
I worked.
Yeah, it's per usual.
Yeah,
it's per usual.
Good times.
Excuse me.
I do have that news I was going to tell
everyone. Oh, yeah.
Which may or may not be true. I don't know.
That's true, but we like to dream.
We did a Britney Spears-based episode.
2 episodes ago.
A while ago.
Yeah, a while. Time-wise,
but it was only 2
ago.
Episodes, yeah. And we got 1 or 2 new listeners in a very specific part of California called Thousand Oaks. And Kelsey, who lives in Thousand Oaks?
I believe Britney Spears lives in
Britney fucking Spears! That's right. It's possible. I'm not saying that Britney Spears listened to our podcast, but I'm saying she might.
She may have listened to her podcast. If you're listening, Brittany, we love you.
We really love you. I'm going to come pick you up, girl.
We hope
I swear.
You're doing okay.
Yeah. I'm going to get you.
Keep dancing your heart out, girl.
If I lived closer, I would, you know, but it's just.
She's worth the drive, though.
Yeah. It's very hard to drive cross country at all. But,
That's Britney Spears.
If you want to work something out.
I'll meet you halfway.
Send us a DM.
If you want to pay for my flight to come out there and then pay for our flights back.
I would literally pay for my own flight to go get Britney Spears. But anyways, let us know if you want us to.
I mean, since you're listening.
Since you might be listening.
Call us up or you could reach us on all of our social medias. We might not check them,
even
but
if
we
you
will
just
now.
Want to, send a person to the house. To let me know.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
you're the only person I'm cool with that for. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Free Britney.
That was exciting. Yes, absolutely.
That's it.
Hey, that's exciting though.
Yeah.
I think that may happen. Unless 2 other super rich people listen to us, which in that case, hey guys.
What's
how
up?
How you doing? How is it living the good life?
Hope you're not near the fires.
Did you, I know we said we weren't going to wander anymore, but Alaska?
No.
Did you even check?
I did check.
Okay.
It'll be all right.
Yeah. I've had a real big itch to go up there in the wintertime to see the Northern Lights.
Mm, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And chilly.
Yeah, quite chilly.
Very chilly.
Yeah. I've had that itch and then also the itch to move out of my freaking parents' house. But that's another story.
That's for next week.
Yeah, I gotta get out. It's time. There. But I've learned how to cook some pretty good food. Yeah.
Made that viral pasta thing.
Yeah, that one was really good. Anyone who hasn't tried that one yet, the feta cheese with the cherry tomato pasta thing. That's so good. Holy shit. So good. You'd never guess that feta cheese could taste like that. Because it's kind of soury. But it doesn't taste like that. Mixed with everything else. You know. You tried it.
I tried it. It was good.
Yeah, it was delicious. So anyone who wants to do that.
Do it.
Yeah. But speaking of pasta, what are we talking about today?
But speaking of TikTok, what are we talking about today? Where am I going?
Where are you going with that?
I am not on TikTok. I don't have TikTok. Don't have the app. But I will occasionally, if someone sends me a link, I'll watch it.
I'm ready to delete all of my social medias.
Yeah.
It's getting to that point. Yeah.
I don't need them. At least TikTok.
Well, maybe I shouldn't because I use it to creep on people. I definitely don't. like, I could delete TikTok, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I'm addicted. But I'm saying exactly. I don't use that to creep on anyone. But, yeah, I'm ready.
So, it's safe to say you're obsessed with TikTok, right?
Yeah, I definitely find myself, like, you know, just kind of blindly going to that app, opening it up, and being like, whoa, when did I get here?
It's like 3 hours later.
Yeah, exactly.
Since you've been on it quite a bit, have you heard of the TikTok killer?
Maybe.
This just happened in 2020.
I feel like maybe I've seen like blink, like, you know, just a little thing on YouTube or something.
Okay.
But since I don't know about it, please tell me.
Well, that's good. Because we're going to tell. You know, if you did, I was just going to end it right here and say, that's all, folks.
You said like something totally different from TikTok killer. Well, we are going to talk about this monster that's in the woods.
What about TikTok? Forget TikTok.
Anyways.
So, yes, there is a TikTok killer. But just as a little overview, basically the way that things went down, people are questioning whether this murder happened because of self-defense or if this little douchebag kid wanted to become TikTok famous murdered someone.
That makes me... That laugh was so nasty. That makes me so angry.
You're going to be so mad.
Oh, my God.
Because I was real mad.
I'm so angry already.
I feel like I'm a little biased because this kid has such a punchable face. Yeah. It's like you would hate him. He looks like a trust fund teenager.
Ooh.
He's the
guy.
That
makes me even more angry.
If you picture like a polo shirt and Sperry boat shoes.
Yep.
This is that kid.
Like all of the kids that get away with everything because their daddy's a rich lawyer. That kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, is his name Zachary?
Yeah. You see him? There he is.
God, what a dweeb. I feel like I'm bullying him, but he killed someone, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he deserves it.
All right, anyways.
So, this happened, guess where?
California? Florida.
Wow, I really thought you were going to get it. New Jersey.
That was the next one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Of course it was in
Jersey. I mean, like, you know, you always see crazy shit going down in Florida.
Yeah, I could see why you guessed that.
A lot of serial killers have come from California.
Yeah,
I mean, this
also
kid's
true.
Not He's... technically a serial killer, but...
Right, right.
But a one-off murder, definitely Jersey.
So, this dispute happened between two neighbors in New Jersey in a town called Vineland.
Oh, Vineland.
V-I-N-E-L-A-N-D. Have you been there?
No, but I've...
You been?
No, but I've... when I worked at Cintas, I would, like, collect on Philly, Jersey. Oh, so I've seen Vineland.
Okay, yeah, it's not far from Philly.
Vineland many a times came up.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know where it was, so I looked on Google Maps to see where Vineland was. And, oh God, this sounds so weird. It's like south of the state, but it's in the middle. Mm-hmm. But you know how when you go on Google Maps, it'll like default show you like the county of the town and it like highlights it. And it usually has a couple different pinpoints, like, you know, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday Inn,
the classics.
Whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It had one pinpoint highlighted in this whole town.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it was?
Mm.
The Palace of Depression.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What is that?
So I'm glad you asked. I'm going to leave this up to you. I can give you a little side story about the Palace of Depression. Or we could just not.
I think everyone wants to know what the Palace of Depression in Vineland, New Jersey is.
It has nothing to do with the TikTok killer.
Oh,
but
my God.
I put it in just in case you wanted to know what it was. Because when I saw that, I was like, well, I gotta know what that is.
What the hell?
You know, it might be relevant because anywhere that has a Palace of Depression, maybe that's why people murder people, you know?
I'm, like, trying to think of what it could be even...
Well, now it's a tourist attraction.
Oh, of course it is.
But
people love depression.
Originally, it was created and named because of the Great Depression.
Oh, okay.
So I looked on... Have you ever been on that website, Atlas Obscura?
No. Well, probably in all of my days of Google searches.
Gotcha. So on there, it has like the story about it. Mm-hmm. Basically, it was built by this dude named George Daynor. And he was a 70-year-old stock trader in New York. And he literally lost like his entire fortune when the... You know, the Wall Street collapse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had $7 left after that.
Oh my God.
$7.
I mean.
Which was like, you know.
I mean.
Probably like $700. I don't know.
I've been there with also the debt of my school loans. So like $7. I would have killed for $7.
Fair enough. So right after the stock market crash, this guy, George, he claims that he was led by an angel on a 10-day, 100-mile hike to Vineland, New Jersey, from New York City, where the only...
What?
He was led there to this piece of property, the only one he could afford, which was a 7-acre junkyard situated on a swamp.
For $7?
For exactly $7.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
People would kill for that kind of land price now. Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
But it was literally a junkyard when he got there.
Still.
Like, okay, so one night he's sleeping in the junkyard and he says that angel comes down and says to him, you have to use the mud, the leakage, the bottles, the old cars to build yourself a home.
The leakage.
Don't be mad at me, New Jersey. That's literally what this website said. God. Like, that's what was there. It was a junkyard.
Oh, dear God.
And he had to build a palace made of junk. And he did. He built the Palace of Depression. He ate frogs, fish, rabbits, and squirrels while he made this house.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. He basically made it because he wanted to show people, like, the depression is not the end of everything. You can still make a house of junk New Jersey.
God bless him. Jesus.
Uh-huh. It has 18 towering spires, a massive outdoor fireplace, a shell-covered door, the knockout room, where Daynor would allegedly drop a bowling ball atop your head and erase the worst of your memories.
What? What? Oh, I'm so confused.
Unfortunately, for George, after hearing about a baby who had recently been kidnapped near the palace, he made the false claim that he was the true kidnapper in a desperate attempt to gain publicity.
Oh, wrong choice of
words. And publicity he got, but not in the way he wanted. He was arrested on charges of lying to the FBI. And in 1969, the Palace of Depression was torn to the ground.
Oh, so they rebuilt it. I'm looking at it. I'm like, wait a second.
Yep.
This is made out of... rocks. This is not made out of junk.
So it was like a volunteer-led restoration thing. But, I mean, it follows the original plans and stuff.
Even the original one. I'm looking at it here. I'm pretty sure this is it because it has a picture of him in it with it. There's no fucking way that's made out of trash. There's no fucking way. This thing is a full-blown house. This is not made... Like, no.
That's good old New Jersey junk.
No way. Someone from the New York City life that's lying to everybody so he can get publicity and be famous.
Possibly.
This
that's
is
possible.
A house. It's a straight up house. There's no way. Anyways.
So if you're interested, go check that
out,
guys. Wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, good to know.
That could have been a story all in itself, I think.
Yeah.
But, honestly. Back to the TikTok killer.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to what we're really here
back
for.
Back to what we're really here for. It's going to be hard to laugh at some of this, but, you know.
Should we do a warning? Viewer discretion is advised?
I mean, it's listener discretion murder, is you know. It's not... That's not funny. Well, but this kid's a douche.
It's more so like a trigger warning. for people? Is there talk of blood and torture?
Not really.
Okay.
It's not too graphic or anything, but it's just, I mean, the situation is upsetting, okay. I feel like. So, disclaimer, there is a murder. All right. Anyway. I don't really want to use last names because it's so recent and, like, yeah, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Not that I think there's any feathers to ruffle. It's not that big, but but the case is still open, like the trial's pending, so all of this info is alleged.
Okay.
And has not been said at court in this point, so that's just a disclaimer. All right.
Yep.
Here we go. Here's the story. Mm-hmm. We've got a family here who lives in a house, right? The father's name is William. He's 51 and he's a corrections officer. And the mother, her name is Catherine. And there's two sons who I felt like I don't really want to even name their first names because I don't know if they're minors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this house next to them, there's two grandparents who really aren't involved. So I didn't just forget about them. And then there's this young man, Zachary, who you saw, Mr. Douchebag, who was 18 at the time of the murder, but he was 16 when he started butting heads with his neighbors. And
shithead.
Yeah. So he moved into his grandparents' house when he was 16. I don't know why, but can't be good, right? And his grandparents were neighbors with this other family that we were talking about, William and Catherine. And Zachary and this family did not get along. Why do you think a 16-year-old boy, like, any idea why that would start happening? What happens when you're 16?
You drive.
Uh-huh. And so, basically, he's being a dick with his car. Yeah. He's driving, like, super fast down the neighborhood roads. He's like blasting his music and revving his engine. And
God, I hate kids. He looks like the type too.
Uh-huh.
That would do that. He would have like a fart can on his car. And just like
at 3 a.m.
He looks like the type.
He does.
And like while chugging a monster.
Oh. Yeah. I'm just mad all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So basically he's driving really fast and recklessly through the neighborhood. And this family, along with other neighbors too, have tried to talk to him about it and like told him to slow down, whatever. But William was the first to approach him about it when he was 16. But over time, William, Catherine, and their sons have all been involved at some point, you know, like trying to tell him to slow down. They're probably like yelling at his car while he's driving by.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done it.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down!
Get off my lawn!
So now Zach starts filming this for TikTok.
I think I've seen maybe.
You might have.
The video of him filming. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
But he starts filming these encounters for, like, specifically for TikTok. People yelling at him while he's driving, whatever. So, like, he's doing it on purpose at this point.
And I hate that there's kids that are on TikTok that'll comment and be like, yeah, like, tell that Karen to F off and, like...
You'll see exactly what happens. God. Yeah, that's basically what's going on. But at this point, he's, like, 18. Supposedly, he's a National Guard private, which I'm not sure exactly what that means, but maybe he just applied, whatever. You would think he would not be doing this stuff.
You'd think.
So, a little scary. Some would say that he was intentionally trying to make his neighbors angry so that he could get a video of them confronting him, which is totally believable. People, I'm sure, do that all the time for TikTok. That's why I'm not on TikTok, you know?
Yeah.
So one of these videos is Catherine, the wife, complaining about his driving, and she's like yelling, not yelling, but you know, whatever. He calls her a Karen in the video.
I think I have seen that.
And that one gained more than 3 million views. And that was in April of 2020.
And these people don't even know the other side of the story. That this kid has been, like, a terror to his neighbors.
Right, right. So according to BuzzFeed, reports say that the comments on that video, like you said, encourage Zach to slash Catherine's tires, egg her house, or to just, quote-unquote, go after her.
I fucking hate kids so much. I hate them. Yeah. Oh my God.
Because they don't know what's going on. They just see someone getting called a Karen and they're just like, oh yeah.
Yeah. And mob mentality. Karen. They're all just like, no one wants to go against the group.
Yeah. So a few days after that video, that altercation, it's reported that Zach drove up to the family's home while they were outside doing yard work, minding their own business. And he yells out the window, hey, Karen, we went viral. And then like peels out of their yard in his car. Mm. And as a reminder, her name is Catherine, not Karen. He's just being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I guess at this point, the family sought help from the Vineland police a few times, but they were repeatedly told that they could not sign a complaint against Zach since the courts were closed due to coronavirus.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
That kid is a menace.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get beaten up. Big time.
He gotta get beat up. So now, on May 4th, 2020, this is when the fatal altercation happens. Allegedly, on that day, Zach intentionally swerved his vehicle at that family's teenage son while he was riding his bike. So he, like, swerved at him, honked his horn, possibly to try to scare him, but I guess he came really, really close to him and, like, almost knocked him off his bike, almost hit him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And when the son told his parents, obviously, they were, like, really pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were like, okay, that's it. Yeah. Cops won't help us. You're done. Mm-hmm. Like,
we take matters into our own hands.
Yeah. So William got his own truck and blocked off the street where, like, Zach would be coming back with his car.
Mm-hmm.
So he blocks the road. Zach comes up, stops his car. Catherine starts, like, screaming at him, basically, because he tried to, you know, hit their son mm-hmm. on a bike. And she took out her phone to document it. I don't know if it was to show the cops or what, but, like, it wasn't on TikTok or anything. But allegedly in that video, from her phone, it can be seen that Zach throws a bow at her, an elbow.
Oh.
Yeah. And her phone gets, like, flung to the ground. He gets into his car, peels out backwards, and, like, takes a different route to his house.
God.
So he actually, like, hit her. Yeah.
God, I would have broken every single bone in his body.
Yeah. I mean, but he just got away, basically.
But,
so,
like, he's their neighbor. Like,
yeah.
They're going to have to see him again
eventually.
Well,
exactly. So what happens is, while he's taking a different route, they're preparing to go to his house.
Mm-hmm.
So, believe it or not, Zach has a wife somehow at the age of 18.
What? Oh, dear God. She's a freaking idiot. Ew. How is she? Oh, my God. Have a little respect for yourself, sweetheart. Jesus Christ. That made me even more angry than anything else.
Her name is Sarah. Mm. And she's at Zach's home when he returns. So she's home. Almost immediately after he gets back, the family, William mm-hmm. and his son, they show up at Zach's house. Because they're like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. You just threw a bow.
Mm-hmm.
At mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Not cool. So Sarah, his wife, Zach's wife, is recording them the entire time, like on TikTok.
Oh my God.
And
she's another one.
Yeah, she's yelling at William and the son, like, to get back up. And then she says they're not going to like what's going to happen and that they need to get off the property. Which, okay, fair. Like, they shouldn't have gone onto the property, but whatever.
Where's the grandparents at all this?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
They're probably sleeping or they're, like, in the backyard and they can't hear anything. Just gardening.
Oh, my God. Do you hear something, honey? No, I don't think so. All right.
So, Zach arms himself with a 4-inch knife and a stun gun at this point. I guess he fired the stun gun at the son and, like, swung the knife, but he missed.
Oh, wow.
But when the dad sees that he was, like, swinging a knife, he was like, oh, shit, I gotta get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them, the son or William, they don't have any weapons. Like, their hands are, in the video, very clearly empty, mm-hmm. which you can't, I don't think you can find the video anymore, but it just describes.
I'm sure if you look hard enough, it'll be there.
You probably could, yeah. So, yeah. Just so everyone is caught up, Zach has two weapons at this point, and, like, this father and son have nothing. They just probably want to, like, smack him
mm-hmm.
for being such an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, So the father goes after Zach to try to grab him because he saw that he swung a knife at his son. So when he goes to try to grab him, Zach like slashed his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too bad, but it was definitely a cut, a mm-hmm. deep cut. So they back up and Zach retreats into the garage. He doesn't shut the door. He just like is standing there basically, just kind of like looking at them mm-hmm. or whatever. I'm sure he's yelling at them. He's probably taunting them because he's an idiot, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently two of Zach's friends were in the garage as well, just like hanging out. I don't know if they were already there or what.
Oh my God. All these kids.
I know. Somehow they're not really involved. They're just there. I don't know if I believe that, but.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, he goes into the garage, doesn't close the door. He's just like yelling at like the father and son.
Like a little chihuahua.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just barking at them. So the dad, William, he like follows him in. He's like walking towards him, like trying to confront him about what he did before. Apparently, Zach fires his stun gun again at William and he does hit him like he's stunned or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not, since he's stunned, like he's not attacking him or anything. Like he's still, and Zach still stabs him. Yeah.
Fucking like scumbag.
In the lung, basically.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And he just like straight up died right there. And I guess someone called the police at that point. I don't know if it was one of the friends or Sarah or what, but, you know, they broke it up and, but he was already stabbed. So he died. Yeah.
I wonder if he got his heart.
Apparently he got his lung, but it might have been just in the right place. I don't know. It was like kind of under his armpit, which I don't know.
Well, that I just found out that there's, what am I looking for? Prisoners that are trained to fight the cops that are in prisons. And since they have the bulletproof vests on, they're trained to get into their armpit.
Ooh.
To stab them like under their arm. So they miss the vest.
Okay.
But there's so, like prisoners that are trained on how to fight in prison. I just realized that. Or I just found that out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
Apparently facts. That's a bad place then.
Yeah. I guess so.
But yeah, this is kind of weird because Catherine and her sons were actually charged with trespassing and like simple assault while Zach was charged with manslaughter.
Oh my God.
So at the same time, like both of these people involved or both of these parties involved were like charged, which is weird. I don't think that normally happens. And I say charged because no one's been convicted yet. Like there's no trials, but this is all.
God.
Yeah. So the lawyers for Catherine and her son say that Zach should be charged with first degree murder because his wife was recording the entire thing for TikTok.
Yeah.
And so basically what they're saying is Zach had to have premeditation to like lure them into the garage for a confrontation for this TikTok thing. I mean, they don't know if he intended to actually like murder someone, but they think he did intend to like get this confrontation to the point where it would be like more interesting.
He definitely intended on at least harming someone.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Badly.
So that in itself, in their opinion, kind of ruins the self-defense thing. Because they're like, okay, why were you like recording this on TikTok and not just on your phone, you know? They also pointed out that Zach kind of started it by swerving at their son on a bike in his vehicle. And furthermore, if he or Sarah were actually like afraid for their lives at that point, they literally could have just shut the garage door.
Yeah. They wouldn't have
and
been
called the police.
Initiating it like that.
Yeah. But like, they just left it open and like kept taunting them.
Or like put down the weapons maybe or and like say, I'm sorry. Like, can we please?
Or just call the cops.
Yeah,
like,
call the cops.
Shut the door or something instead of like trying to fight people.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't because their intent was to record an attack. So. You know, for some reason, Zach is let free while he awaits for his trial, which, I mean, I don't know if that was like COVID related or what.
Oh, it might have been.
But he was also allowed to move to Florida. So you were half right about the Florida thing.
I sensed it. I sensed some Florida in there.
He's meant to be in Florida.
What?
You're
what?
Right. Yep. They let him move to Florida while he was waiting for his trial.
Is he like... what, house arrest? Like,
not sure.
Oh my God. But, well, in Florida, I'm pretty sure they just let them free range.
Yeah. Yeah. They, like, tie a string to their ankle. Yeah. And they're like, if he breaks it, whatever. Guess we'll deal with it when that happens. So something interesting is that reports say Zach continued to talk about the case on TikTok and Instagram. He posted that family, William and Catherine's, their address on social media.
Oh, my God.
And would reply to other comments talking about the case. Now, to me, that's a red flag. If you're actually sorry that you literally killed somebody, you're not going to talk about it online. Like, you're not going to go on TikTok and talk shit and, like, post their address before you even have your trial.
Scumbag. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So once the judge learns about this, they basically tell him, like, you can't do that. Stop posting anything or commenting about the case. Like, you're not allowed to do that. So the prosecution alleges that after that, he makes an anonymous account to continue commenting and talking about the case online.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Social media is the downfall of humanity.
So this this douchebag, he just loves attention and, like, in my opinion, there's no remorse at all.
No, absolutely not. He wants to be famous.
Yeah.
That's it.
So now after this anonymous thing, the prosecution wants his freedom revoked. Mm-hmm. Like, they want him in prison or in jail until his trial.
Yeah.
They're like, clearly he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Before the judge can even respond to this, Zach finds himself in trouble with the law again. In January 2021, so just this year, Zach is arrested in Fort Myers, Florida, of course, for allegedly threatening another motorist with a firearm.
Oh, my God. Send him to jail.
Kind of like a road rage thing, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So he was, I guess he was threatening this motorist. I'm not sure if he was, like, trying to get his car or what, but this person, like, called the cops, and they immediately got there, and they gave him the description of the car, the kid, and they found him, pulled him over, and he had a BB gun in his car that was, like, modified to look just like an AK-47.
What a fucking idiot. Idiot.
Yeah.
Idiot.
And he was charged with aggravated assault, so he's still awaiting trial in Florida.
And is he still not in jail?
So he's in jail.
Oh, thank God.
Because of that, he's in jail. In Florida until he can be transported back to Jersey for his trial.
I wonder if they have to keep him, like, away from Gen Pop because he's, like, frail looking. Yeah, he's a douche, so he's gonna get the shit beat out of him.
I don't care.
And he's real frail looking. I know. I hope they don't. I hope they keep him in Gen Pop.
I kind of do too.
Because he needs a lesson.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what happens when you let murderers go, I guess. They just, like, go do other bad shit.
They keep doing shit.
So, I mean, that's it really.
Oh, so he's just awaiting.
It was pretty fast, but I just thought it was interesting. Trial. Yeah. That, like, all of this could have happened because of TikTok.
Oh, absolutely. I 110% believe that this happened because he wants to be TikTok famous.
It's disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting. It's repulsive. And I think kids need to get off
social
media.
Do you see a lot of stuff on there? Like, people just trying to be
famous,
funny, or, like,
famous. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And people just, like, disturbing the peace and, like, just, like, bothering people for no reason and doing stupid shit. Like, there's this one guy that I know is famous because everyone copies the noise that he makes, but he just annoys people. And it's like, why? Why? Oh, God. I was just raised differently, I guess. But, like, you just don't bother people for your own fame. Like, that's so not right.
Especially just, like, the general public. It's like those public prank people that take it way too far. Like,
you know what else I hate that's on social media a lot? And I don't know if it's real or not, but, like, people that do, like, acts of service for, like, homeless people or, like, give them money or, like, give them food, but they record it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're so righteous, why not just not record it and, like, actually do it and then it's a thankless job. Just do it and, like, feel good about it internally, but, like, don't ask for all this attention because, like, you gave this homeless person $100. Like, no, give him the $100. Don't record it. And then just go on with your life.
Exactly.
You know?
It wouldn't even be so bad. I mean, it still would, but, like, if they recorded it and they only recorded themselves, they did not, like, show the homeless person. Like, showing them is so
kind of fucked up. I think you shouldn't record it. If you're actually doing it, like, with You know, if you're doing it to do a good thing, you do not need to record it at all.
Yeah.
But they're doing it to get attention.
I agree, but they really, really should not show these people. Like, you... Yeah. I don't know.
Just don't record it.
Don't do it.
Just don't record
don't
it.
Don't do it.
That's it. Don't record it. Like, do your deed, and that's it. Like, do a good deed and move on with your life. Don't record everything.
Yeah. Some people don't
want to take it as a genuine act of kindness.
No, God, no.
If they're recording themselves and putting it on social media, it's not genuine to me.
No, you know? I don't think so either.
No. Like, go join the Peace Corps or something, or, like, go join some kind of charity or something. Like, go actually help someone. Don't do it to get famous on TikTok.
Yeah, don't exploit people.
Exactly. It's
not cool.
Yeah, because they get paid millions while they just give, like,
you know. Yeah, cool, you gave someone $50 and you just made like 500k off that video. Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, but I hate social media so much.
Mm-hmm.
I hate all these young kids. All these Gen Zers.
They need to get off my lawn. They need to
get off my fucking lawn. There's a lot of people, but Gen Z has really, like, took it up a notch trying to get famous off of TikTok and social media.
Yep.
Like, they have no redeeming qualities whatsoever. There are, I have to say, some talented people out there, and they deserve the recognition that they get.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot that are not.
Yeah, quite a few who are just very annoying and, like, mm-hmm. doing really annoying shit.
Yeah, like lip syncing.
Like, and murdering doing a weird, people.
And murdering people.
People who just lip sync, I don't understand. What are you doing? I don't
understand. It's because they're pretty. All these, like, pretty, handsome, like, people.
All right. I mean, I guess. But, and then, like, there's, who, like, cares? Who wants to watch that?
I love what I see on TikTok. These people that are, like, they're either lip syncing something or they're copying an original idea and they're just copying the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be funny. And then I just read the comments and they're like, oh my God, this person's so funny. I'm like, no, they're not. They
didn't originally do it.
Just because they're pretty and you're some, like, dude that wants to get her attention, like, she's not funny. She literally just copied every single thing that this person did. Or, like, the guys that do that, too. It's not just women out there. It's all of these, like, pretty people that have no skills whatsoever that just copy ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, my God, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, oh, my God, this is terrible.
Yeah.
I hate this world. I hate it. But, yeah, I do that sometimes, too.
Sorry for the bummer, guys.
But there are, I have to say, there are some legitimately funny people on TikTok. Yeah.
Some.
I think.
That's the key word. There's a ton of people on TikTok, and only some of them are funny.
Yeah, some. Yeah. And then there's, like, you know, the animal videos that I'm also addicted to, like all the cat videos.
Oh, yeah, those are, that stuff is, like, what I would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And now I'm into the cooking videos, and, like, I have, like, two copied videos in my, I just made one of the recipes last night. Actually, it was delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. But now I have to make the other one. But
I mean, that's good for that stuff. It can be good for a lot of things, I guess.
But, like, it's also used in the worst ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So be careful out there, y'all.
Seriously.
We got TikTok murderers
it's
now.
It's so I think everyone out there needs to know that the beauty standards that are put online are impossible to reach because it's all Photoshopped. It's all fake. So please be kinder to yourself, because all of the pretty people out there usually use the Facetune apps or whatever. I don't know what they are, but it's all fake. Don't be mean to yourself because they're beautiful. They're probably not happy. Let's be real. So just eat what you want. Stay healthy.
Yeah.
But, like, don't hold yourself up to the standards that you see online. Just gotta say that, because I know a lot of people in my life that do that, and it's like, it's detrimental to their mental health. And it's like, just because you see someone, like, everyone's made differently.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's probably not real anyway.
It's not. It's so not real. Everyone, and, like, just bone structures are different. Like, I'm 5'10". There's no way that I'm going to be, like, a size 0 ever in my life. And
It's not possible unless you're dead.
It's not. Unless I have literally only bones.
Just a skeleton.
Just a skeleton. It is not possible. And I think people don't realize that their bodies are just not made to look the way other people's bodies are made to look. You know?
You know.
That's just my my 5 cents or whatever the hell that's
saying. Beauty standards. Not cool.
They're not. I hate that.
And I'll say it. These murderer standards on TikTok. Oh, my God. I mean, how could you live up?
That little kid. That fucking guy. I hope he gets beat to shit in jail. Oh, and he will. Because he seems like a little prick. And
he's going to mouth off. He's just like a punk.
He's going to mouth off to the wrong person. Yeah. And he's going to get a shank to the side. And I am going to
be right there.
Yep.
What's up?
Yes. Good job. He deserves it. I guess I shouldn't say that, but no one deserves to be shanked, but he disclaimer.
Might. Oh, but that's
man.
That.
Wow, that was
sorry good. For the true crime.
No, it was a good true crime. I mean, unfortunately, that man did pass away, but it wasn't like a horrifically.
And I'm in his corner, man. Like, you know, I feel like people should be aware that these little punk ass mofos are out there.
That's all you could say. They're just punks.
Yeah, like don't go try to handle things yourself. I don't know. People are just crazy. You never know what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
So just, I know these people tried to go to the police and they couldn't, but like, I don't know. It's too dangerous to do that stuff anymore. Don't do it.
Yeah, especially.
Just be safe.
Yeah. Now that
people are nuts.
They really are. They really are. And everyone wants a gun. And everyone usually has a gun. And they're all just...
But you can't take that shit back, so...
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think this kid has any kind of remorse.
Mm-mm.
I don't think he gives a shit.
Yeah.
And someone had to pay for him trying to be famous.
Yeah.
Ew. What a scumbag. What a scumbag. But that was...
Sorry for the bummer.
No! It was... We went off on different tangents about social media, and it was great. Yeah. I love expressing how much I hate it, even though I have every social media. Except for Twitter. But I don't go on it. Like, I don't post things. I don't go on it. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I just use it to find people if I need to find people, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Yeah. Gotta find who you gotta find.
And now I want to delete TikTok. This is a side note. I gotta show you Nicole 337's song. For anyone who doesn't know of Nicole 337 on YouTube, I've been following her since like day one, baby. Day one. She has been through a marriage and she is currently going through a divorce. Like, I've been following her.
Yes.
And she made a song and she's a little tone deaf and she put it on iTunes. And I got to show it to Tori. Every time she comes out with a new video, I'm like, you need to watch Nicole 337's
video. I do. And occasionally I will look them up myself just to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's certainly worth a look.
Yeah, it is.
But, take a peek.
Yeah, take a little peek. Give her some love over there.
And while you're taking a peek, why don't you show us some love on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Gmail? How seamless was that?
Wow, that was good. That was a great transition. That was good. Thank you. Oh my God. Wow.
You know how to do it.
Yeah, we have all the socials. We don't really check them. So if you do want our attention, just write in all caps. That's usually how it works for us. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thank you, all of our old listeners, for coming back. We love it. We love you. New listeners, hope you enjoyed it. Hope you come back whenever we come back.
Whenever we come back.
And after that part, I usually say, and you could reach us on blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I already did it.
If you want to hear us, we're having like a hard time finding things to write about recently. We're dabbling into true crime now, which is very outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah, it doesn't. At first I was like, yeah, true crime, but it just doesn't feel right. No, it doesn't.
Because we're like.
There's something about it.
It's hard to laugh at someone dying, you know?
Yeah.
Not impossible, but very hard.
But it's not like we're laughing at them. Like,
no, we're definitely not. There's
circumstances around it that make it funny, but not. There's no good way to say it.
So we try. If you guys want to hear about like some type of mystery,
anything.
Or creature or anything like that, or we could just talk about
whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want. It doesn't have to be, you know, true crime, mystery, all that stuff. It could be about.
Anything.
The newest Kia model that came out. I don't fucking know.
Oh my God. That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. All right, guys. We love you. We'll see you when we see you.
Bye.
Bye.